time to get on set, walk the runway, and get scouted. ModelScouts.com proudly presents Model Talk Radio with your host, Aaron Marcus. In this program, you'll learn how to get discovered, find work, and navigate the business of modeling and acting. And now, here is your host, Aaron Marcus.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus, your host on Model Talk Radio. For the next hour, we'll be talking about the acting and modeling industry. And this forum will give you the opportunity to learn, ask questions, and hopefully stop dreaming, and instead begin the process of working as an actor and or model. And many people have mentioned to me how they were always interested in acting or modeling for themselves or their children, or were told that they should be in magazine ads or on TV, but never pursued it. And perhaps they mistakenly thought that they were too old, not tall enough, they didn't live in a major market, or maybe they had no idea how to go about doing this. What I found is that quite often, without the right information and guidance, people are simply too scared to pursue the industry. So by listening to this program, which will run every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will learn from me and my guests the best way to get started and or get more work in the acting and modeling industry. With the 26-plus years I've been working as an actor and a commercial model, I'll share with you in an honest and practical way the best way to enter or advance a career on a part or full-time basis. If you have any questions during the show, feel free to call me toll-free, 866-472-5788, or by email at modeltalk@modelscouts.com. If you have any problems reaching me during the show, you can always contact me through my website, howtomodel.com. Now, I'd like to introduce our guest, Susan Levine. And Susan is the president and chief executive of MSA Models, formerly known as Model Service Agency. And MSA Models is a full-service model management company located in the heart of the Garment District. MSA represents models for fit, commercial print, showroom, and lifestyle to help designers successfully launch lines for straight size and plus size fashion. And the company was originally founded in 1947. And I'd like to welcome Susan to Model Talk Radio. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Good. How are you, Aaron?
Good. I'm doing really well. So let me get started because there are a lot of questions I wanted to ask you about the industry. But first, I just wanted to, before I actually start talking about MSA Models and asking specific questions about, you know, about the industry, I'd like to know, how did you actually get started in the industry?
Well, I used to work in the accessory market for many, many years of my career, and I was hired by the original owner to manage the business when he decided to retire. And eventually, I purchased the business from the Hairs.
And so what made you decide that you actually wanted to own a modeling agency?
When I started working for MSA, I became very friendly with the models and the clients, and we had a great relationship. And we found a bond together that was extremely fulfilling. There was nothing like watching a model progress in her career. I get to relieve my own path to success year after year just watching the lives of our models. What we do for customers really helps them succeed. And what we do for the models is a very satisfying thing for me. So I decided it would definitely be something that I would like to do for the rest of my life.
And so for the people, because I have a number of people that have asked me, you know, they want to start a modeling agency, they want to run an agency. What kinds of skills and what kinds of qualities does a person have in order to run a great agency?
I think that before you own an agency, you should definitely work in the industry for a number of years. It is an extremely competitive business. There's tremendous amount of risk that you have to take, and you need a sizable investment to do so. to run an agency, you have to have a very strong type of personality, and you have to have a strong support staff. This is a business, a people's business. There are all different types of people in this business that are wonderful. But as an agency owner, you have to have the range to relate to all different people. You have to hustle. You have to work many long hours. And with it all, you have to have the right support staff. Not only do you need to have the right models, but you also have to have the right accounting system and technology. And you have to remember the thing I said about sizable investment. It's not an easy thing to do on an everyday basis.
And so for somebody who's thinking about starting their own, do you think it's better for people? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying, if there's somebody that wants to actually start their own agency from scratch, not, you know, buy into an existing one, do you think it's better for someone to be coming from? Yeah. Hi, you're not able to hear me at all.
I'm hearing you. You're very, very far away.
Oh, gosh. How about this? Is this any better? No?
Hold on. Let me try to do something at my end. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I wonder if it would be possible to... Do you think it would be better? Yeah. Hi. Is this any better?
Not really, but I'll try
best. Well, let me ask you this. Maybe it would be best. I wonder if we could maybe go to a commercial right now. Perhaps you could call in. If you have a landline phone,
Go ahead. Now it's better. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now it's better. Okay. All right. Well, take two then. Let's try this one again. So here's what I wanted to find out. You know, you were talking about somebody who should have experience in the industry. Do you think it would be better for someone to have been a model and have experienced the industry that way, or do you think it really should be somebody who has more of a business background?
I think to run an agency, you should have more of a business background. But being a model doesn't hurt either. I think you need a combination of both of them.
And like when you were talking about having, payment systems and programs to use, I mean, in the old days, people would just, handwrite all this stuff out. Models would, drop off vouchers, and everything was just done by hand. Are there specific programs that you use? I mean, you don't have to go into details of names and things like that, but are there specific programs, accounting programs, that a lot of agencies actually use today?
You have to have a special accounting program for the modeling business. You just can't do it like you did years ago. You need to have technology, and you have to have all kinds of different accounting systems for the modeling world.
So when you were saying you've got to have a strong support staff, you really need to bring somebody in who really knows how to run this stuff. If you don't know it yourself, you just have to have, it sounds like, some very strong people who are pretty computer savvy and have the ability to do accounting work for you as well. It's not just about, modeling and walking runways and being photographed by photographers.
That is definitely just only a small part of it.
So let me find out here, because some of the people that have wanted to start agencies, one of the questions they've always asked me is, well, how do you go and find clients for your models? What would your recommendation be?
Well, MSA is located in the Garment Center. So a lot of our clients that are fit clients is right by us. Plus, we have a tremendous reputation, so models do come to us. And it's also word of mouth by other models. We treat our models extremely well, so anybody out there that's interested in being a model will come to us. We also have what's called an open call, and every week we have, on Tuesdays, we have open calls. So people that think that they would like to get into this industry, they come to us. We also advertise and sponsor events. And it's a great community of models who refer models and jobs.
And I know we're going to be breaking in about a minute and a half here, but for someone, and maybe you haven't had to do this because of the reputation of your agency, but for somebody who is, let's say, in a smaller market, they're not trying to necessarily do fashion, showroom, fit modeling, which actually later on in the interview, I'd like to get into more specifics about that. But let's say it's strictly a commercial modeling type agency. And one of their concerns is, well, how do I find people at advertising agencies? How do I find photographers, you know, for my models? Maybe when we come back from the break, maybe you can share with everybody any suggestions that you have for how somebody can actually find people to promote their talent with. So why don't we take a 2-minute break here? We're talking with Susan Levine from MSA Models, and we are on Model Talk Radio. We will be back in 2 minutes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Have you dreamed of becoming a top fashion or commercial model but don't know where to start? Or are you already a model looking to expand your representation to international markets? If so, then you need to check out ModelScouts.com. ModelScouts.com is the number one choice for aspiring models who want to get scouted by top modeling agencies and clients around the world. Our scouts have discovered and signed hundreds of new models, including supermodel Coco Rocha and Cycle 5 winner of America's Next Top Model, Nicole Linkletter, with the world's top modeling agencies. Our models have appeared in Vogue, Glamour, Marie Claire, and Cosmopolitan, and have worked for Chanel, Gucci, Prada, Abercrombie & Fitch, and more. If you've dreamed about becoming a model, look no further than ModelScouts.com. We want to meet you. No experience is required, and all ages, heights, and sizes are welcome. Visit ModelScouts.com and get scouted today. You are tuned in to Model Talk Radio with Aaron Marcus, presented by ModelScouts.com. Give a question that we can answer for you? Call us toll-free in North America at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to modeltalk@modelscouts.com, and we can answer your question that way. Now, back to Model Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Aaron Marcus. Welcome back to Model Talk Radio. We are talking with Susan Levine, President and Chief Executive of MSA Models in New York. And right before the break, I was asking Susan if she could offer some advice and suggestions. If there's somebody who is interested in starting their own agency in a smaller market, and they're trying to find either advertising agencies or photographers or producers perhaps to send their models and their talent to, I wanted to find out, how would you recommend people to go out and hustle and actually find clients for your talent?
Well, it depends on what type of marketing you want to be in. If it's a commercial market, you have to get in touch with advertising agencies and people that handle that type of work. And you have to get in photographers, because in the commercial department, it's a lot of the work is done through the photographers.
And I was just going to say, I mean, I know like years ago, agents would actually go out, knock on doors, have lunch, sit down and talk with art and creative directors at ad agencies and photographers. And it seems like that is sounding like more old school, and I don't know how often that is done in today's time. So do you have any thoughts at all about what a new agent, let's say it's a commercial modeling agency, how they would actually go about and actually – you know, try to find people for their talent? Do you think that the whole concept of taking people out to lunch still works, or are there new ideas that are done today?
Well, in today's world, 90% of your work is done through emails and through technology. That is why you have to have certain type of programs. We do portfolio pads today, and we send a lot of models comp cards and specs and looks through the internet. A lot of times, we don't even know who we're talking to, except on through the internet. To take people out to lunch today, like they did years ago, is not the way to redo it.
So it's a whole different world out there today.
It's definitely a whole different world today. Like I said, most of your things are done through technology.
And so how do you get these people today to see your talent? Strictly through sending JPEGs to them, or just sending them out on GoSees? Is that primarily what's still done?
First, we send it through JPEG. And then if the client is interested in the person that you sent, then you send them out for a go-see.
Got it. And so, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. You can send 10 people to the client, and they might only be interested in seeing two.
Right. And so when you are just talking about running an actual business, when you are looking to hire an agent, wanted to find out what kinds of things do you look for in an agent, and what kinds of things would you be asking during an interview?
I look for people that would have experience, personality, stability, people who stay in the job, show that they can weather storms and maintain a book of business. It tells a lot about the character of a person. This is an extremely detail-oriented job. From measuring for specs and fit models, finding blemishes and images, to getting booking, times, rates, contracts, you've got to have a certain passion for this industry in order to be a booker.
So basically, it's got to be somebody who's very detailed-oriented, somebody who's passionate about the industry, somebody who is willing to work extremely long hours, and has the ability to get along with lots of different types of people.
That is correct. Many things happen in the last minute in this business, and it's our job to react and deliver to the clients. Agents need to be able to handle stress and changes. And when we look for behavior, we simply surface a sticky situation, which is all likelihood. A perfect example just happened earlier today. A good example that I would ask somebody is, what happens if a model is stuck in another city because of weather-related or travel issues? How would you handle it? And that, it depends on the answer that the potential agent gives me, whether I feel that he or she can handle the situations.
Well, hopefully not to give out too many secrets here. What kind of answer would you like to get?
I would like the person to tell me how he would satisfy the client, call the client, and either postpone whatever needs to be done until the model is available, or to try to give them a substitute for the job.
So basically, the wind-up is making sure that the client is happy at the end of the day.
Without the client, you do not have a business.
You're right about that.
Without the model, you do not have a business. So it's very, very important for you to keep your clients happy.
Sure.
You want your clients to come back to you. You want the repeat business.
Now, in your particular agency, you do something that's very unusual. You know, some agencies are fashion agencies, some are commercial modeling agencies, and you really offer a tremendous amount of diversity within your agency. You have showroom models, you have fit models, you have plus size models, you have fashion models, you have commercial models. So something that I think would be really, really interesting for our listeners is if maybe we could talk about some of the different aspects of the modeling industry that they might not be familiar with. So I thought maybe we could start off with plus size modeling. What exactly does that mean?
Plus size modeling caters to, we call them large size modeling or plus size modeling. It's anybody that is size 18 or above. Could be anywhere from 18 to size 24. There are many manufacturers that cater to the plus industry.
And so are these models typically going